KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, dense fog, and it's 26 degrees. We look for areas of dense fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy to cloudy today and a high of 34. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department reports two arrests. At around 2:30 a.m. Saturday, 18-year-old Corbin Loudermilk of Creston was arrested in the 200 block of East Montgomery Street on charges that include disorderly conduct, interference with official acts, and two counts of harassment in the first degree. Loudermilk was being held in the Union County Jail on a $4,300 bond. And at around 11:40 a.m. Friday, 32-year-old Anthony Keeler of Creston was arrested for driving while barred. Keeler was then cited and released from the scene of the traffic stop. A Sioux City man accused of robbing Lamar's Bank has pleaded not guilty. Plymouth County court records say Philip White entered written pleas on Friday to charges of robbery and theft and conspiracy to commit robbery and conspiracy to commit theft. His trial date has not yet been set. Prosecutors say White robbed the Iowa State Bank in Lamar's on December 12th. A woman accused of driving the getaway vehicle, 35-year-old Karen Merrick, has also pleaded not guilty. She is also a Sioux City resident. The amount of water being released into the lower Iowa Missouri River will remain elevated at the start of the year, but should return to normal levels throughout 2019. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the amount of water being released from Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border was recently increased to help clear out excess water collected last year. Those higher winter releases will help to generate more power and clear out space for the spring's rain and melting snow. The 49.9 million acre feet of water that flowed into the Missouri River's reservoirs last year was the third highest level on record. This year, officials expect the amount of water to be close to the average amount of 25.3 million acre feet. Two University of Iowa students, one of them from Harrison County, will be flying to far northern Norway for rocket school later this month. The only American students taking part in the prestigious program. David Miles, U of I professor of physics and astronomy, says those two students will design, build, launch, and recover a 9-foot-long carbon fiber science rocket all in less than a week.
It's quite an intense program. Basically, they do all of the pieces of one of these experimental science missions where you launch a rocket and use the instruments on the rocket to study something. But instead of doing it in about 3 years, which is how long it would take us to do a research rocket, they do it in about 4.5 days.
The two U of I students selected for the program are Emily Silich of Epworth and Danny Tallon of Mon Damon. Miles says they're prepared for the challenge, though it won't be a cakewalk. It is, after all, rocket science.
It's very broad. It's intended as an introduction, and the students are well supported in the things that they have to do. Nevertheless, there's a lot of tasks that have to happen, you know, and everything has to be ready when you press the button to launch, because you don't get a second try on a rocket. So it's a pretty busy week for the students.
It's difficult to recruit students to pursue careers in space-related fields, according to Miles, but it's a promising, rewarding avenue.
For some of them, that might be, you know, continuing on to graduate school, maybe doing research, working for NASA, working for a university. It also might be working for an aerospace company or many of the sort of related high technology, engineering, mathematics, and science disciplines that you need to sort of participate in a space active workforce.
Silich and Tallon, both U of I physics majors, will be in Norway for the course January 21st through the 25th. Their trip is funded by the U.S. National Science Foundation. This is the sixth year for the Canada-Norway Student Sounding Rocket, or Canarock, exchange program. It's a partnership among higher education institutions and space agencies in Canada and Norway and Iowa. Miles is a native of Canada who took part in the rocket school as a graduate student at the University of Alberta. After joining the U of I facility, or faculty that is, in 2017, he lobbied to get the Iowa City institution included. Elsewhere in state news, the Republican leader in the U.S. House says he'll meet with Iowa Congressman Steve King today to discuss King's future after King's recent comments about white supremacy. During an interview with the New York Times, King said he didn't understand how the phrases white supremacy, white nationalism, and Western civilization had developed negative connotations. King said something similar in October on WHO television when he was asked to define white nationalism.
It is a derogatory term today. I wouldn't have thought so maybe a year or two or three ago.
Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the U.S. House, has the authority to remove King from House committees, and McCarthy has indicated that is an option.
That language has no place in America. That is not the America I know, and it's most definitely not the party of Lincoln.
McCarthy said also on Face the Nation, which aired Sunday morning on CBS, that action will be taken. I'm having a serious conversation with Congressman Steve King about his future and role in the Republican Party. King went on the floor of the U.S. House Friday saying that labels are being unfairly hurled at people like never before.
I made a freshman mistake when I took a call from a reporter from the New York Times. One phrase in that long article has created an unnecessary controversy.
King, who was just reelected to a ninth term in the U.S. House, said Friday that he is an American nationalist. He's been rebuked in the past few days by other Republicans. On Saturday, Senator Joni Ernst called his comments about white nationalism offensive and racist. Also Saturday, the Congressional Black Caucus called for King's removal from all House committees. And on Friday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters there is interest in taking some sort of House action to sanction King, although she did not say what is being considered. The Iowa legislature is set to convene today for the 2019 session, with Republicans continuing to hold a majority of seats in the House and Senate. Leaders say property tax reform, privatized Medicaid funding, the method of choosing judges, and training more people for today's workforce are among the issues they'll consider this session. The session may be defined by how willing Republican leaders are to push policies strongly supported by their conservative base. Further limits on abortion and expansion of gun rights are also likely issues, along with required budget bills. Well, Senate Republican leader Jack Whitfer of Ankeny says the GOP accomplished a lot over the past 2 years, and they must keep challenging the status quo on a variety of fronts.
Just because it's been done a certain way for 20 or 30 or 40 years doesn't mean it needs to be done that way for the next 20 or 30 or 40 years.
Three new Republican senators will be sworn into office today, so Republicans will occupy 32 of the 50 seats in the state Senate. Republicans will hold 54 of the 100 seats in the House. A dozen Democrats and 10 Republicans will be sworn in as new members there. Republican House Speaker Linda Upmeyer of Clear Lake has appointed new committee leaders for the 2019 session.
So we've got fresh ideas aplenty, and I think that's a great thing for people to take fresh looks at things and bring that energy and innovation into the legislature. So I'm excited.
Todd Pritchard of Charles City, the new House Minority Leader, said he and other Democrats consider increased state spending on public schools to be the big priority for 2019.
We'll be there to remind the legislature and the governor that if we are serious about building a workforce that is ready, that's ready for the future economy, we need to invest in education at all levels.
Senate Democratic Leader Janet Peterson of Des Moines anticipates more clashes over the private managed care organizations that are running the state's Medicaid program.
If we continue to see Iowans shoved to the back of the line, putting out-of-state corporations like the MCOs first, we will be loud and fierce in our opposition.
The House and Senate begin their day at 10 o'clock. A special committee will be appointed in the House to begin reviewing the challenge of a Northeast Iowa legislative race. Democrat Kayla Cater of Decorah is asking that absentee ballots without a postmark that were mailed in time to be counted. About a month ago, Republican Representative Michael Bergen of Dorchester was certified the winner in the race by a 9-vote margin. And Republican Kim Reynolds said she wants to be known as the Opportunity Governor. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson has this preview of what will be a big week in the political career of Iowa's first female governor.
Kim Reynolds inherited a half term as governor when Terry Branstad resigned in May of 2017. Reynolds says having a full 4-year term ahead gives her time to be more strategic and follow through on priorities like dramatically increasing the number of Iowans who have college degrees or technical training beyond high school.
Somebody asked me, what do you want to be thought of as the governor? I said, well, hopefully the opportunity governor, because I do believe that, you know, we're putting in place an environment that will help Iowans reach what, you know, what they're capable of doing. And I think that just lifts the whole state up.
Reynolds has assembled a new leadership team within the governor's office, and she is replacing some state agency administrators. She'll deliver the annual condition of the state speech to legislators on Tuesday morning. Her inauguration is Friday. I'm O.K. Henderson.
That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.